and get comfortable. Close your eyes and deepen your breath. It's time to turn your attention inward. Commune with your soul. And connect with your vision for living your dream this year. Breathe deep into your belly. Feel the support of what you're sitting or laying on. Relax your jaw. Let your shoulders drop down away from your ears. This is a time for you to commune deeply with your soul, to open up to the power of clarity and vision, take a deep breath into your belly and let go. Become aware of your heart, your beautiful heart, your portal to your soul, the connection with all that is, all possibilities are accessed through your amazing heart. Your heart being incredibly powerful, much more powerful than your mind, but together they make an amazing team. Invite your brilliant yet busy mind to slide all the way down into the very center of your heart. Down a slide, a stairway, down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat. Just follow it down top of your chest and land right in the very center of your chest. You can put your hand on your heart and take a deep, full breath as you come home to heart. Relax and let your heart expand wide open, like a light getting brighter, like ripples in a pond going out forever and ever. Like a flower coming into full bloom. And as you relax in your heart space, start to open up even more. Take another deep, full breath through your heart. Center your breath through your heart. And imagine those ripples in that amazing, beautiful pond of your heart. Just like a pebble is dropped into that pond. Notice the ripples and watch them go farther and farther out into the unified field. As you expand your focus, you expand your awareness from your heart. You could also just sense your heart getting bigger, wider, or even sense all the space around your beautiful heart. Take another deep, full breath. And before we get the clarity of where you're going, who you're going to be, what you will create, attract, and enjoy in this next year, it's important to gather up some very important information from where you've been in this last year. So take a look back over your shoulder or turn around and look back over the path you have traversed this last year. Go all the way back to the beginning of the year, maybe what you were doing, what you were aware of, what you were experiencing. Move into the spring. Just get a sense of it. And a sense of what the summer was, the highs, the lows, and into the autumn, and all the way to the very end of the year. And letting this question and all questions drop right into your heart will deliver you the answer. As you're taking a look back at your year, what can you celebrate? What can you celebrate? Maybe there is something that you did or accomplished that you always wanted to. Maybe you made it through a rough patch. Maybe this was an incredibly abundant year for you in wealth or love. Maybe it was a big challenging year. But in that, what can you appreciate that you can really celebrate about this year? And just let that arise for you. And really celebrate that. By celebrate, I mean really honor yourself. Express gratitude for the situation, for the achievement, for the awareness, whatever it might be, and really celebrate it. Like, ah, yeah, that was me. I created that, or I got through that, or wow, I could imagine even more. And take a deep breath with that, fully embrace it. It's yours, you created it. Take another deep, full breath, surrender that. And as you drop deep into your heart, looking still back over where you've, the path you have traversed, and what did you contribute? What did you contribute to the world? Or who did you touch and really contribute to in this last year? That you really just gave of your gifts, of your resources, of your awareness, whatever it might be. What did you contribute to the world? Even you becoming more aware is a huge contribution to raising the collective consciousness. What was your biggest contribution? What did you contribute? Just go with the first thing that came up and honor yourself fully for that contribution. Service gives us deeper meaning. And you are of great service. And maybe there's more you want to contribute and you've got this year ahead of you. But honor what you did contribute. Take a deep breath with that. And surrender that. And as you look again down that path from where you've come. What were your big challenges over this past year? And what can you celebrate that's emerged from them? So whether it was one big challenge that's still going, or whether it was several challenges through the year, what can you celebrate that emerged from those challenges or that challenge? What came from it? Did you get a deeper awareness? Did you get an opportunity to stretch and grow yourself in a way you didn't know? Did you release one of your locked up gifts that was stuck in one of those challenges? Did you have an opportunity to serve others? Did you get to know yourself a little better? Did you realize what you were actually made of? Did you have a new truth landed in for you? Whatever it was, let that come up for you. Take a deep full breath. And really appreciate yourself for that. Just really appreciate, full appreciation. And then surrender that. And as you look back over the last year, what might you need to forgive yourself for? That you just wish you could have done different, or maybe you didn't feel you measured up? Maybe you weren't as loving and kind to yourself and compassionate as you could have been. Maybe knowing what you know now, you would have handled a situation, a relationship differently, or had more focus. What do you need to forgive yourself for? You deserve self-forgiveness. When we forgive, we release the energetic charge that's blocking our energy in a way. So, what is it you need to forgive yourself for? Take a deep breath into that. And a deep sense of forgiveness. Remind yourself that you love yourself, and for this time that maybe you couldn't measure up to your full capacity, and maybe you forgot who you truly were and connected to the divine. That's okay. You can come back home again. You've learned from that. And you can release yourself from that bind of energy that'll keep you from living your dream, that'll keep you from being of the greatest service. Release yourself. Open the door and step through the door of forgiveness into the beautiful, clear, spacious beauty . Take a deep breath and surrender. And as you look back over your path, what are you in love with that you did really well? What are you just so thrilled that you can just really just love yourself for? That you did really well, whether it was in a specific circumstance or an overall is trust what comes up. What do you just like, oh, you know, I just love so much that I did that so well. I'm just really proud of myself. I really love that. And let that really bloom your heart open. The journey of life is up and down. And it's so important to celebrate yourself, especially as you've lived through the milestones. So fully appreciate yourself for that and remember that, what you did really well. And take another deep, full breath. And this is our final question from looking back at the year. Let this drop into your heart. Remember to always drop into your heart and let it come up. What have you mastered in this past year? Mastering something is knowing that you know how to do that or be that or track that. What have you mastered over this last year? You mastered something. And even if it seems small to you, in truth, nothing's small when we've mastered it. Maybe this was something in your work in the world, or your career, or your business. Maybe it was super logistical. Maybe it was in a way you communicate or don't communicate in your relationships, or in a way you love yourself or love others or take care of yourself. Maybe you finally got exercise into a routine. Maybe you've become aware of when you're off your alignment and you get back on it really quickly. Maybe you mastered a meditation practice. There's so many things. Just trust what comes up. And own that. Own that you have mastery of that. You've put in the time, the energy. You're worth it. Now take a deep breath with that and just really celebrate this path that you've walked. And take a moment to write down what you did really well and what you've mastered in this last year. And just take a moment to write that down and then tune right back in again. One final, very, very important question before we move into visioning the future. Take another deep, full breath. Slide that mind right back down into your heart, just like you're dropping a small stone, piece of rose quartz right down into the very center of your heart. Another deep full breath. And what is it that you are leaving behind, that you are not inviting to go forward with you? What are you leaving behind and not inviting to come forward with you? What perception, what relationship, what piece of baggage? Is it your lack of worthiness or a situation or a relationship that hasn't served you? A habit that keeps you out of alignment and living mediocre? Maybe you just try too hard all the time and you're going to leave that behind and open up to alignment. This isn't invited to go forward with you. And this might have been something that was part of your challenges. Now take a deep full breath. And whatever this is, I want you to say goodbye to it. Say your farewell. This is where your paths are going to part. And see that, feel that, sense it, stay on that path as you turn around and you step forward and you walk forward and you're leaving this behind. You're surrendering it. And by doing so, you're going to be releasing the energy that's locked up in it. You're releasing it to the divine. You're moving forward now. And you're letting it go. And as you walk forward, or sense yourself moving forward through space, notice the distance between you and it. And out in front of you, you can see the beginning of a new path and move all the way out there so that you're standing or you're sensing yourself on the beginning of a new path. And as you breathe through your heart, and you let all the feelings and emotions from the past go, just like heavy sandbags that were tied around your waist, and you're dropping them to the earth. And all the thoughts that go along with that past, like a big bunch of different colored helium balloons, and you're releasing those and letting those go up and out so you can start fresh. And here you are on the top of a very beautiful mountain where you can see for miles and miles. You just breathe in the view, and it's new and it's different, and some of it feels familiar. And there's a sense of excitement and anticipation and beauty. And as you drop even deeper down into your heart, hand on your heart for a moment, your soul wants to have a very, very important, intimate conversation with you. Take another deep, full breath. Let this question drop into your heart. What does my heart want for me right now as I'm creating my clear vision? What does my heart want for me? Just listen and go with the first thing that comes up. What's my heart want for me? Oh, just so wants for me. It may be something to open up to live more fully, to release, to surrender, to be, to have, to do. What does your heart just so want for you? And whatever that is, imagine, sense that you're being it, you're doing it, you're connected to it, you're in it. And just let that unfold a little bit. And what that is and how that feels. And as your soul is showing you the way, answer this very important question from your heart. What will being this, doing this, having this, what will this make possible for me? What can it make possible? And take another deep, full breath. And what's the feeling that goes along with this? What's the feeling? This is your main driver, sort of setting the tone for this year ahead. Take a moment to write that down. What your heart wants for you, what it can make possible, and the feeling. And I want you to circle the feeling and then tune right back in again. Tune right back in, close your eyes, hand on your heart, big breath through your heart, come back home to heart. Letting the question drop into your heart. What is it, my heart, my soul? Calling me to in this next year for my great transformation. What is the transformation that my soul has in store for me? Go with the first thing that comes up. Trust it. You're getting into a deeper conversation with your soul now. And sense what that is going to feel like. Sense yourself experiencing that transformation and being on the other side of it. You've had that great transformation. You are different. It's something you've always wanted. Whether it's having more ease or freedom, or finally letting go of something, or finally stepping into it. Deep full breath. And begin to let this inner scene play out for you. How is that going to feel? And start to cultivate that feeling and bringing it up. Whatever it is that your heart is wanting that transformation for you, really drop into the feeling of it. Take another deep full breath. And what might you be doing? What might you be doing differently? Just let it outplay for you, like somebody else is rolling the film. And whether you're seeing or sensing, just trust it. What will you be doing differently? What are some of the choices you'll make? What's going to be coming to you because of this transformation? Just open up and let it play. Take a deep breath with that. Express your gratitude. And tune in. Let it drop into your heart. What is it that my heart, my soul, is wanting for me? In my health or my well-being? In this next year. Just open up to whatever that is. You have a physical, energetic body, and when you have the energy for what you desire, it's much easier to show up for it. So whatever it is, just open up to that, what you really, your heart wants for you around your well-being. And this could be in your health. This could be physical, this could be mental, this could be emotional, energetic. And then let that play out. Like, see yourself, feel yourself being that, doing that, having that. At that level of vibration, that frequency, how are you going to feel? How are you going to feel? What's that deep feeling sense? Go all the way to the end that you've got that. You're being it. You're doing it. You have that level of vitality or healing or whatever it may be. Breathe that deep into your heart, deep into your belly, deep into your bones. And what would you be doing differently? What are the choices you're going to make? Just see that, like someone's turned on the movie for you, and let that play out. Practice it. And how that feels. And take a moment and write down what that is and how you're going to feel. And then tune right back in again. Drop into your heart. Relax your breath. Relax your heart. Relax into your being. And what is it your heart is wanting for you to up-level in this year in your spiritual connection, your spirituality, your spiritual development? What's your heart, so want for you? Really trust what comes up. It's very unique for you. And once it does, start to let that play out. See, sense, feel yourself in that experience. and connect with the feeling. How will you feel? How will you feel? And then really get into that feeling. Your feeling is like the soundtrack to the movie that your soul is playing for you and that you're practicing and using your brilliant mind and your heart together. And take another deep full breath. And write that down. What came up for you around your spiritual connection, your spiritual development, and how you're going to feel. Knowing what it is and how it's going to make you feel in the attainment of that is all you need to be able to drop into the vision of it and practice the vibration of it and let it unfold for you. And tuning right back in. Breathe in through your heart and tune into what it is that your heart is wanting for you. Just oh, so wants for you in your business or your career or your work in the world. What's your heart just oh, so want for you this year? How does your soul want you to soar? In your business, your career, or your work in the world. And start to let that play out for you, a sense of what that is in full fruition. And how is that going to feel? What's the feeling that goes along with that? That amazing success or difference you're making or wealth you're creating, whatever it is for you. And start to amplify that feeling, letting the vision play out even more, like the divine just pushed play on the sacred movie of your amazing future. And write that down. Capture that so you can revisit it again, what it is and how it's going to feel. That's all you need to get you back in the vision. And tune right back in. And what is it that your heart is just so wanting for you in your relationships, in your relationship life? What does your heart want you to create this year, attract, be, do, in your relationships and the way you, we do none of it alone in the world, connection, is currency on many levels. And what's your heart want for you in your relationships? Is it time to invite a new relationship in? Is it a fine-tuning within how you communicate or connect? Is it a letting go? And how's that going to make you feel? Let that play out when that's happening, it's in fruition. What are the choices that you're making? How does it feel? What will you be doing or saying or engaging in? And how will it feel? Let that open up and play out for you. And write that down, how that feels, what that is. Once you write it down, just tune right back in. We're sensing. This is a soul conversation, not a conversation with your mind. Stay focused. You're worth it. There are big times coming. And this is a process that takes some digging, and you're doing wonderfully. Stay, hang in with it. And as you tune right back in, a very important question. What is it that your heart is calling you to step into, to actualize as your next level of service? It's time to level up in service. You have a lot to give. You have amazing gifts. And what's authentic for you? Ask your heart, let your heart tell you for your next level of service. We all have a responsibility to contribute, and it gives your life such deeper meaning. And begin to see that play out for you, that you've stepped into that next level of service. You're being it, you're giving it, and it's having an effect. It's affecting others, it's affecting the planet, it's affecting. And what is that effect? And how does that feel to be contributing in that at that level, to be of service? How does that feel? Let it really play out for you. What are you going to be doing? What are the choices you'll be making? What are you'll be doing differently than you've done before? What will be coming your way? What will you be celebrating? Write that down, what that is, and the feeling that goes along with it. That's the key to unlocking that vision as you come back and practice this vibration throughout the year. Tune back in. Drop deep down into your heart. Notice how easy it is to be doing this. At this level, you're in deep with your soul now, and your soul has some very important information for you. I'm going to fast forward all the way to the end of this year. And as you are all the way at the end of the year, and you're looking back over the year, that you have lived. What was your greatest joy? What was your greatest joy that you created in this year? Just what gave you the most joy? It may be something you've tuned into already, and it may surprise you. Your greatest joy. And how does that feel? Let that play out. How did you interact with whatever brought you the most joy? What was it? What were some of the choices you made around it? Just a sense of it. And allow yourself to have that joy now. To really have it. And to really embrace whatever's come up for you. You have a beautiful big year coming up for you, as you can see. You're up for so much. So much goodness, so much meaning. And write down what that joy was, what that joy is. Just write enough to capture it. Because you are working so energetically and experientially, all of this information is etched in you, in your soul, and in your mind, and accessible because of that. Now tune back in. One more question, and one more step in the process after that. You're worth it. And as you are at the end of this amazing year, what did you commit to because you were so inspired about it? What did you commit to that you can totally celebrate, living from your future self? It's our inspirations that are easiest to commit to. And this is a year of deep commitment. You'll have the energy for it. The energy will support you, but it'll support you for what you're inspired about. What is that? Again, it may be something you've articulated already, and it may surprise you. And do not underestimate if it seems like it's a small step in something that you committed to. Your soul knows what's important for you. Pay attention. Let that unfold. And see yourself and feel yourself in that commitment, playing it out, making the choices, taking the actions. Holding the alignment. And how that feels. How that feels. Write that down. Tune right back in and let your heart bloom wide open, wider maybe than you have yet. And as you're there on that beautiful mountaintop, metaphorically, or that may be your articulate vision, allow your heart to open wide, your arms to open wide, like you were greeting the most beloved person who's come to your door. And invite of just a beautiful invitation, invite this amazing vision, this dream that you're aligning with, that you're attracting, that you are going to attract and create, that you're going to practice inwardly and take the actions, the inspired actions, to actualize it. And just wrap your arms around it, invite it in. Take a deep full breath. Express your gratitude. When we're grateful for what we already have. So express your gratitude, like you have all of this already. You've got it all. And tune into one inspired action that you can take that will support you in being connected to this vision. What's one inspired action, trust your soul on this, that you can take to keep this vision ever so alive and present in your life? Write that down. Commit to when you're going to do that, whether it was something that came up for you to do daily or whatever it may be, or it's a one-time thing. This is your important vision. Ever so grateful. This is going to be the most magnificent year for you and for the world because of you, because of all of us. Be an inspiration to others by living in alignment with your soul, by having the clarity of vision that you have to laser right into bringing your soul blueprint down to the soles of your feet and walking it here on this earth, remembering the truth of who you are and what's good for you. What's truly good for you is good for everyone. So be and do throughout the whole year what's good for you. You can always come back and listen to this from the time in the recording where we create a new year, or use any other visioning practice. But make sure you're regularly tuning into it and feeling it. Those are your keys. And surrender it all to the divine. Hand it all over to the divine. Just like you have a big window or doors to the divine and you're just handing it right over to the divine. This or something better, blessed be. You are always supported. Blessed be. So much love.